I went to my first one last year and super stoked that it's coming around again. Country at the Creek is this July from the 6th until the 8th. Amazing lineup of artists. One of those artists I'm talking to on the phone right now, Trevor Panzak. Trevor, thanks so much for taking the time to chat today, first of all.
Hey, thanks for having me on the air.
Yes, absolutely. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going really good, thank you. It's cold over here.
Where am I catching you?
I'm actually at home in Lethbridge right now.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, that's something we have in common then, is how cold it is. Though we're kind of springboarding back and forth in Saskatchewan right now. It'll be like minus 40, and then the next week it'll be minus 4, and then it kind of ping-pongs like that. Are you guys getting any of that?
We're ping-ponging, yeah. We're just waiting for the minus 2 to come from this minus 30 action.
Yep. Yeah, we're pretty much in the exact same boat then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thankful that when we gather at Country at the Creek, at least I'm pretty sure it's going to be quite a bit warmer than it is now.
I think you're right. The only thing we have to worry about is a little rain if it decides to come, but fingers still is a nice cross it won't come, and then we'll be just doing our thing in the nice sunny weather.
Even then, though, I went to my first Country at the Creek last year, and it was pouring rain. It was like part of the area turned into a bit of a mud pit, but even then, they had that so well figured out that it wasn't even really an issue. They had some shelters, they had a big warm fire going. It's really good vibes there, and Trevor, I understand you've played at Country at the Creek before. You're no stranger to this setting.
You bet, and I was just going to say that Jeanette and her team put in a lot of work to make it good for not only the artists, but the patrons, and it's when I got the call to be invited back, we were really delighted that we would have this opportunity again. So we're really looking forward to it.
Oh man, and I mean, on top of the amazing lineup of artists that we have at Country at the Creek, again, like you said, it's all about atmosphere and familiar faces coming together in one of the most beautiful parts of the province too.
Absolutely, that bush country is just something to drive through and get to be a part of, and people there are just amazing. We had a lot of fun at some campfires after our performance, and memories that we'll never forget. So we can't wait to make some more this year.
Oh, absolutely. And Trevor, you're doing a fairly unique type of set at this festival.
Yes, Jeanette, actually, I just unveiled this. Like, I grew up loving the music that my dad loved, and, you know, it was Hank Williams and Jim Reeves and Don Williams, and then... You know, as we progressed, and I started liking, you know, Randy Travis and Dan Seals and George Strait and Alan Jackson. And I think one of my favorites is Don Williams. And I got to open up 5 shows, all of his tour, the last time he came to Canada. And I kept in touch with his road manager over the years and kind of brainstormed. And I just wanted to figure out a way to pay tribute to a hero. And we come up with this 90-minute show that we just played in Spruce Grove last month. And it was their only show of the season that they actually added on because they sold it out in October. And they asked me if I wanted to do an add-on show. And we were 19 tickets shy of selling that one out too on a Sunday matinee. So it went over really well. And we can't wait to share it with everybody. A Country at the Creek.
Oh, man, and I can't even imagine as an artist what that feeling would be like, being able to play the songs of such a legend and of somebody that you admire so much, and have it be recognized in such an official capacity.
Yeah, it was a really welcoming thing to have that happen. And we took a dozen of those songs and recorded, laid them down, and made our own arrangements of it to bring a little bit of our sound to such a classic and well-known artist who is one of the most beloved in the country music industry. And even those songs went over well. And we had Dwayne Steele and his family come out on Sunday afternoon, and he's doing his George Jones tribute, and he gave us 2 thumbs up. So that meant a lot for someone like him to give us that.
No, I absolutely love that. And I'm really stoked because, yes, coming to Country at the Creek will be all those familiar faces, and then we'll have the chance to see you and your band play such an amazing Don Williams tribute. So, Country at the Creek coming up July 6th to 8th. If people haven't already been convinced, Trevor, why should somebody get tickets for this?
Well, just going back to what I learned from our show 6 years ago with them, it was like we hadn't been there before. We didn't know what to expect, but it was right from the moment we got in the gate, it was like a homecoming, and everybody was so nice. The atmosphere is awesome. They have these awesome campfires that, you know, in case it is a little bit chillier, these vertical, I don't know if you did they have them last year, the vertical firewood?
Yes. Were they like cut a couple of slits into the log and then light it up?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah,
I've
man.
Never seen that before. So you're warm right from your toes to your shoulders. It's wicked. And so that's just one highlight. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's something that we'll never forget. And like I said, the people there are great. The patrons there love music. And then the intimacy of it too. It's not too big. It's just great to be able to connect in a really tight way. And I can't express you know, if you're thinking about something to do this summer, Country at the Creek is one of the things you've got to check off your list.
I would argue that a festival of this size would be one to put on the list for your quintessential country music experience.
100%. I totally agree.
I'm looking forward to it, Trevor. I know you are as well. Country at the Creek coming up, northern Saskatchewan, just outside of Big River, July 6th to 8th. Super looking forward to it, buddy. I know you guys are going to kill it.
Well, I can't wait to see you there, and look forward to hanging out.